When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 740, Mayberry RFD. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out the Mayberry Union High t-shirt. That's right, you can get them now in blue, which was the original color, or gray. Both available. The blue's been out of stock for years, and now we got it back. So head over there and pick you up a shirt and get long sleeve, short sleeve. Go and check them out at Weavers. And while you're there, you might want to check out the complete series DVD set of Mayberry RFD. Finally, they released them all. Head over to Weavers Department Store and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 740 is Marty Davis. And our Patreon patron of the week for 740 is Joyce Peters. Thank you both for your support for this podcast. And thank you for being here. I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting. And it is always fun to spend time talking about the Andy Griffith Show, Andy Griffith Show related stuff with you. I enjoy it. It's always something I enjoy. And I'm glad so many of you continue to listen and watch over the last many years. So thank you. So to this episode, we talked last week about Jim Nabors and the Gomer Pyle USMC. Well, just this past week, really, Weavers finally got their copies of Mayberry RFD, the complete series, so that they could sell them. And as such, I thought it'd be a great time to talk about that. I mentioned last week that I had really never watched or studied at a minimum all the Gomer Pyle USMC episodes. And that is very true of Mayberry RFD as well. I have not got all those episodes memorized. I'm not sure I've even seen them all. And you may be the same way because they have come on television from time to time and run for short periods of time on different networks. But rarely have we seen a network show them all and continually show them so that we could catch them all. Unless you really worked hard, you probably didn't catch them all. So this is great, finally, to get all the episodes. Now, Weavers did have the RFD single sets for a while, but then they finally did release the complete season sets of Mayberry RFD just recently. So we just got those, and it contains all 78 episodes of Mayberry RFD. And you can get them, and watch them. And you get to see what happens to the people of Mayberry after the Andy Griffith Show. Because we know Andy, at the end of the Andy Griffith Show, moves off to become a postal inspector. And then Sam Jones kind of takes over, running the town of Mayberry. But so many of us, I believe, have not seen those. So there was a great book. It's not in print anymore, so far as I know. It was called A Guide to Television's Mayberry RFD. It is by David Fernandez and Dale Robinson. Both have sadly passed in the years since this was written. But it's a companion to the Andy Griffith Show. What's the name of that book? It was green originally. Weavers has it. I'll look it up as I'm talking. But it's a companion to that book. It's all about the episodes and exactly what happens on the episodes, and definitely something I think you would enjoy if you've never gotten the one for the Andy Griffith Show. But it's definitely this book has been out of print a long time, and the RFD was never as popular, so I don't think they were ever able to get them back into stock to be able to get them. But it's called The Definitive Andy Griffith Show Reference, and you may or may not have seen it at Weavers. But it is, it's a really good book. If you like it, it's more of a textbook type book. And so is the RFD version. And it just wasn't purchased that much. So I don't know if it's even in print available, but we're going to talk about RFD. So I wanted to take this book because it was perfect and read the preface to it. And this is what it says. A few years ago, while writing the definitive Andy Griffith Show reference for McFarlane, that was in 1996, by the way, we considered writing a brief episode guide to the series air, Mayberry RFD. Ultimately, we decided to celebrate that series with its own book, Mayberry RFD, that is, because it had never been done before, and because this entertaining and popular series merits separate consideration. Contained in this book, a guide to television's Mayberry RFD, contained in this book are summaries of all the Mayberry RFD episodes. We have also provided career biographies of the cast, the guest stars, the writers, directors. Through these biographies, even though they cannot possibly include each and every credit, we feel they provide a good mixture of information on each person's achievements and their appearances. We are especially pleased to include a foreword from one of the stars of the series, Arlene Galanca. We present the episodes as they appear in the syndication package and not in the order of filming. Following the title, we note original air dates, the writer, and the director. Next comes a thorough summary of the episode, after which the reader may find various features like miscellaneous comments, such as whether a cast member particularly remembers an episode, questions about contradictions in the script, connections to the episode that it has with the Andy Griffith Show, and remarks about particularly funny or memorable scenes. Following these features, not all of which appear for every episode, we offer brief biographies and of the great guest stars, the biographies of regular cast members, as well as writers and directors are provided in a special section at the back of the book. So this is what's in the book. Now, I'm giving you this just because I think it's interesting what's available out there, if we can find it. But all that information was gathered for this book. And for contractual reasons, George Lindsay's name always appears in the opening credits, even though he didn't appear in every episode. There were also episodes in which Frances Bavier, her name appears in the opening credits, but her character didn't appear in the show. The Mayberry RFD originated as episode number 241 of The Andy Griffith Show. During the 1968 season, the episode, Mayberry RFD, aired after the introduction of Ken Berry as Sam Jones, which was episode 247, Sam for Town Council, and Buddy Foster as Mike Jones. That was episode 248 of The Andy Griffith Show, Opie and Mike. Thus, by the time episode 241 was actually shown on The Andy Griffith Show, viewers knew that Sam Jones was a fine farmer and was elected to head up the Mayberry Town Council. In the first episode of Mayberry RFD, Andy and Helen get married. That's the name of it. Sheriff Andy Taylor married his longtime love, Helen Crump. It was revealed that Aunt Bee, Andy and Opie's beloved caretaker, was going to leave Mayberry and live with her sister. Fortunately, she would change her mind and accept Sam's offer to live on his farm as a housekeeper, a cook, and a caretaker. Aunt Bee, Frances Bavier, would stay on for nearly two full seasons. For the third and final season of Mayberry RFD, Sam's cousin, Alice Cooper, played by the comedic actress Alice Ghostly, assumed the caretaker duties. Several veterans of The Andy Griffith Show made a smooth transition to Mayberry RFD. Goober Pyle, George Lindsay, established himself as one of Mayberry's best businessmen. Emmett Clark, Paul Hartman, proudly continued to operate his fix-it shop. Howard Sprague, Jack Dodson, remained determined to educate and enlighten his fellow citizens. And finally, Arlene Galanco was back as Sweet Millie Swanson, although her name was Millie Hutchins in the Andy Griffith Show. She was still working at Boisinger's Bakery, and during the series, she would take on the fashion world, run her own egg farm, and direct a few church plays. Although Millie Swanson was Sam's girl, she was everybody's sweetheart. During its three-season run from 1969 to 1971, Mayberry RFD never fell out of the top 15 most popular television shows on TV. Unfortunately, the rural-oriented programming was suddenly and swiftly eliminated in 1971 to make room for realistic fare. So there's more in here talking about stuff that was on the internet, but this book was written in early 2000s, the fall of 1998. So some of the information is wrong because it does even talk about myself and the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin chapter online. So you can check those guys out. We can check us out at Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board. It talks about that, though. But it's the wrong address. Everything in it's wrong because it was from 1998. So with this book, we hope to increase the appreciation of this fine series. All right. So that is their preface. But I want you to be able to listen to this. This is Arlene Galanco. Now, you guys remember who Arlene Galanco is, right? She was Sam's girl. She was, let's see if I can show you. If you're watching the video, you'll see her. But she was Millie Swanson on the show. So you can check her out. So Arlene Galanco, she wrote the foreword. And here's what she says about Mayberry RFD. My years on Mayberry RFD were very special. It was a loving, artistic, fun time, and a lot of hard work and caring went into the show. Even though Andy Griffith and Don Knotts were no longer on the set every day, as they had been for the Andy Griffith Show, they were with us in spirit, and we tried to continue the type of quality show that they would be proud of. The crew was the same wonderful crew from the Andy Griffith Show. As for the cast, Aunt Bee always wore her white gloves at the first rehearsal. Goober kept us laughing with the help of Howard and Emmett. Everyone was in love with Ken Berry, including me. Jackie Joseph, his real-life wife, was the dearest friend of Arlene's. So, of course, I couldn't do anything about, Ken being her crush. And Buddy Foster was a most wonderful young boy and a joy to work with. Many of my friends appeared on the show. Alice Ghostly, later of Designing Women fame. Jodie Foster, who played an angel on the show. Buddy's real-life sister, by the way. Was my darling friend and former roommate. Valerie Harper, Farrah Fawcett, Will Greer, and many, many others appeared on the show. I thought our producers and writers were simply geniuses. I still watch the shows today on television or from tapes that I've copied it, and I can still giggle and enjoy the pure, wonderful humor. Mayberry RFD was a show ahead of its time. Can you imagine Millie in those days growing bigger beans than Sam, or owning a chicken farm and being scared to death of chickens, or striking out on her own in New York for a modeling career? Although she eventually gave it up for Sam. Millie was truly a liberated woman. It was our Aunt Bee who taught me the greatest acting lesson. She said, look into the lens of the big black camera. And Arlene, you must give your love to all the people in that camera, and they will give their love back to you, end quote. Here's the recipe for having a good show like Mayberry RFD. Great cast, great crew, great producers, great writers, and a great heritage like Andy, Don, and Ron. You put that all together and you've got a great audience. Now, an unexpected Mayberry miracle is that several decades have passed and we get to meet audiences of today. And through the Mayberry conventions, we enjoy a reunion with the players of yesterday. I will forever be grateful for these experiences. That was in the fall of 1998. Arlene Galanca, she lived in Santa Monica, California. We've since lost her, but wow, she was everybody's sweetheart. The first time I ever met her was in Ohio. And as in the words of Charlene, she had been awful well preserved. She was a very pretty lady. The very first time I ever met her, and that would have been in the 90s, I believe, late 1990s. So I am excited to get to read, not only read, but read, go through some of these episodes in the book, but actually watch them on the DVDs. I'm so hopeful to be able to do that and glad to be able to do it. There's so many things in here. There's things, guys, did you know that Goober has a brother? For instance, there's an episode, season two's very first episode is called Goober's Brother. That's right. And so his name's Braden, by the way. 20 years ago, Goober Pyle's only brother, Braden, left Mayberry at age 18 to enlist in the U.S. Navy. So that's what the episode's about. Tells you about him coming back and visiting Goober. And just all the stuff. So he's a very successful, I believe he's an engineer. Yeah, he is an engineer. He works for Universal Aviation. So there's things, that's episode, by the way, it's called Goober's Brother. It's the first episode of season two. It'd be at least that's the way it's read. Episode number 27 is the episode it would be. So go and get a copy of these DVDs. And I think you'll enjoy them. I don't want to pretend they're as good as the black and white episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. I know everybody loves the black and white. I love the color episodes as well. And I think these flow from that as much as anything. So the color episodes of the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry RFD, I feel like they're very much in tune with one another. The other thing you'll notice as you start watching these episodes, because I have watched some, there are storylines. And I looked for a list, but there isn't a list that I could find. I looked for a list to see what episodes of Mayberry RFD have storylines that are similar to what episode of the Andy Griffith Show, because there are definitely episodes like that are very similar. I believe there's an episode where Goober gets trapped in a cave, or there's something about a cave, very reminiscent of Andy and Helen getting in the cave rescue. There's several things like that you'll see as you go through the Mayberry RFD episodes that are similar to what happened in. Yeah, there's one called Goober the Hero. It's in season three. And it's Goober gets lost in a cave. So that's there's also Gomer Pyle episodes that are very similar to Andy Griffith Show episodes. So as you start watching either Gomer Pyle USMC or Mayberry RFD, kind of start checking those things off. Cause I think you'll enjoy yourself as you enjoy seeing what happened to the people of Mayberry. Now, one other thing I want to mention, because I've mentioned this before and I looked for an episode of the podcast that tells it. So it's called Mayberry RFD. It's R period F D period D period. Many people don't know what that means. I believe most of my listeners probably have heard this before, but I wanted to restate it. RFD is an abbreviation for Rural, R-U-R-A-L, Rural. I don't know how you're going to, I'm not probably not going to say it good for some people, but Rural Free delivery. Now, that was a postal designation. It started in 1906. They officially started doing rural delivery. So delivery out in the country, they did that. So it was a program that began. They offered free delivery in rural areas, and it was not universally embraced to begin with. But RFD became, it was a political football. There was a lot of people upset about it. The U.S. Post Office began experiments with delivering free, rural-free delivery as early as 1890. But it was it wasn't until 1893 when a Georgia representative, Thomas Watson, pushed through legislation that mandated the practice. However, it was implemented slowly, so it wasn't generally adopted across the U.S. until about 1902. And, you know, some people were late getting it, but it came in. But it was used used a network of rural route drivers who traveled by delivery cars, you know, and picked up the stuff in the mailbox and delivered it to the post office and carried it back. I grew up on Route 3. Henniker, Alabama, because it was Rural Route 3, because I was part of this delivery system where I grew up. So just so you know, that's what RFD stands for. There's lots of information if you go and look it up. Rural Free Delivery, R-U-R-A-L, Free Delivery. You can go and look that up, but that's why it's called Mayberry RFD, because it was a rural area. So they weren't just talking about inside the town of Mayberry. So they kind of branched out. We always saw on the Andy Griffith Show, it was always inside the town, right? Always the very heart, the county seat of Mayberry proper. But most areas where I grew up, they had a town, but then the city limits of the town extended well out into the country. And I think Route 3, where I grew up, was the largest route, but there was a postman drove around in his car usually, or Jeep. That's some of them had a Jeep, but it was their own personal vehicle that they drove, and they put the mail in the mailbox and got the mail out. So that's where it came from. So anyway, so maybe our RFD guys, that is, I hope, something that you would be enjoy and be a part of. Folks in our chat room are saying they grew up on Route 2 or Route 5, and they're saying rural route. It's RR, Rural Route 5. That's right. So we grew up in the country. And so rural free delivery, I always knew what that meant, RFD. So there you go. So you've learned something actual factual to come out here. As well out of the podcast. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed just looking a little bit about Mayberry RFD. There is so much I think that we can enjoy and have fun just watching some of these episodes as we go back. Check out the complete series sets at Weavers. You can look around and see if you can find a guide to television's Mayberry RFD. It's by David Fernandez and Dell Robinson. You can check it out and try to find a copy. The copy I actually have is from 1990. I forgot. I got a piece of paper in here somewhere. It's from McFarland. So I had a copy that they provided me for review in April of 1999 is when I got this. So I got a review copy so I could look at this book. So mine's a hardback cover, but there are other versions of the book out there. You can go check those out and see if you can find yourself one. It'll have the same information in it. And you can check out Mayberry RFD, where we had so many friends from the Andy Griffith Show that lived on after the Andy Griffith Show ended. But it all started on the Andy Griffith Show when that family of Italians moved to town. We're going to help out Sound Jones. Now, for some reason, they never made it into the Mayberry RFD episodes. They just disappeared after that one episode. I don't know exactly what happened. But you had Goober and Howard and Emmett and Aunt B. And, of course, Sound Jones, we met him on the Andy Griffith Show as well. So go and check those out. All right. So let's play a little bit of trivia. Okay. So you guys, I know everybody always enjoys our trivia, and I'm going to try to make these as fun as possible. So get out your piece of paper. This week's going to be just normal. You're just going to play it normal. We're not going to play the, you get 1 point for this, 2 points for that. Okay. All right. Everybody ready? Here we go. Question number one. Lydia didn't mind chit-chat. Lydia didn't mind chit-chat. True or false? Lydia didn't mind chit-chat. You only got one shot, so see what you can get. True or false? You can guess on it, because what are you going to do? You only got a 50-50. The answer, Lydia didn't mind chit-chat, is false. I hate chit-chat. That's what she said. All right, question number two. Number two, in Mayberry, who had a green thumb when it came to repairing motors? This is a good one. In Mayberry, who had a green thumb when it came to repairing motors? You got to kind of think on this one. I don't know. I don't know if y'all are going to get this one, or you might. Got too many chances, too many possible answers. In Mayberry, who had a green thumb when it came to repairing motors? The answer is Wally. Yeah, it wasn't Gomer or Goober. It was Wally had a green thumb when it came to repairing motors. All right. Question number three. Who made this statement about Wally? Who made the statement about Wally? When it comes to motors, he sure has a green thumb. Who made the statement? Who made the statement, when it comes to motors, he sure got a green thumb? Who made that statement? Well, the one thing is, we know that it wasn't Wally that said it, because who made the statement about Wally? When it comes to motors, he sure got a green thumb. The answer is Gomer. Gomer said that. Yeah, Gomer Pyle. He's the one who said it. All right. This is a multiple choice question, but let's see if you can get it without the multiple choices. All right. How much money did Opie donate to the underprivileged children's drive? I have faith in you. I think you know this one. How much money did Opie donate to the underprivileged children's drive? I love this one. They're getting it in the chat room. Are you getting it? How much money did Opie donate to the underprivileged children's drive? Was it 2 cents, 3 cents, 4 cents, or 5 cents? The answer is 3 cents. 3 cents? You think I gave too much, Pa? Too much? I could ask for 2 cents. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Three miserable pennies. Okay. All right. Number five. True or false? Lydia gets car sick. True or false? Lydia gets car sick. True or false? Lydia gets car sick. Poor Horatio. Now, you got me stuck on that whole conversation about 3 cents now. Poor Horatio. Never seen one. Half a boy. That whole thing. All right. Let's keep going. Lydia gets car sick. True or false? The answer is true. Lydia does get car sick. Could you tell her to quit hanging her head out the window like a dog? Okay. Let's see. Number six. Who said, sick as a dog, but having the time of my life? Oh, come on. Y'all are going to get this one. Who said, sick as a dog, but having the time of my life? Oh, this is too easy. All right, reading it one more time. Who said, sick as a dog, but having the time of my life? All right, the answer is Gomer. Gomer, while he's riding in the back of Barney's car. Sick as a dog, but having the time of my life. I hope I don't get car sick. Opie, you switch places with Gomer. Went in by a window. This is the reason I love the trivia, actually. It brings all these things back to mind. All right, number seven. Who said it always pays to look your best? Who said it always pays to look your best? This is hard. I don't think I'd have got this one. Who said it always pays to look your best? Oh, the chat room. Indiana Steve. I'll call him out. He's the first one I saw. He got that. The answer, who said it always pays to look your best? The answer is Fred Goss. Fred Goss is the answer. Good job. The chat room got it. All right. Number eight. What magic word makes a gumball machine dispense free gumballs? What magic word makes a gumball machine dispense free gumballs? Doesn't work, by the way. I've tried it. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Not for me. What magic word makes a gumball machine dispense free gumballs? It's not Tuscaloosa. The answer is Tuscarora. Tuscarora is the answer. Our chat room, I won't say I call them out, but they said Tuscaloosa. I said, no. And it wasn't even somebody from Alabama that said that. That's I would expect that from some of my Alabama friends. So the answer is Tuscarora. That's the answer. All right. So how did you do, guys? That was eight questions. Eight Mayberry questions that brought back a lot of fun memories. I love it. I'm not even going to count off on the Tuscaloosa. I'm going to give it to you because I can't spell. So if I, you know, that's one of my problems on trying to answer any of these is I can't spell. I can't spell good enough to get them correct. That's my problem. I used to have a Jeopardy game that was on the computer, but you had to type in the answer at a certain time. I could never type in the right answer because I couldn't spell it right. Oh, that's terrible. Anyway, all right. So how did you do? Seven. We had eight questions. You could have got any number up to eight. So how did you do, guys? I hope you did well. And main thing, I hope you had a good time. Folks, we got some great events coming up in the next few weeks here. We got Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg coming up just, this weekend. Coming up this weekend. It's the 23rd through the 25th. We got events going on all day on Saturday and Sunday until 5 o'clock or so. Because we got on Sunday, we're going to do the Mayberry Men movie. Saturday, we have got all kinds of stuff. We've got Ronnie Shell. We've got Rodney Dillard. We've got Dixie Griffith and Karen Knotts. We got Dennis Rush. We got Margaret Carey. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, but it is a huge event, and I definitely want to encourage you to come there just to be a part of it. There's just so much that'll be going on. It's in Scottsburg, Indiana. Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg. You can go to mayberrycomestoscottsburg.com. Pick up your tickets. You've got a lot of time. This comes out on Tuesday night, so you've got to hurry if you're going to come and get your tickets, because I know there's events that you may or may not be able to come to if you didn't get to. Let's see. I'm looking to make sure. Dreama Denver is coming as well. I left her off. It's just a great lineup of Mayberry folks, and I think you're really going to enjoy yourself. I've got Dreamweaver. I guess that's where that came from. Dream. It's a lot of fun, guys. I hope you can make it to that. Then we got coming up next month, the Mayberry Meetup is coming up next month. So I definitely want to invite you to come to that as well. The Weaver's newsletter should be coming out in the next day or so, and it'll have all that kind of information in the newsletter. So head over to Weaver's Department Store, click on the newsletter link, and make sure you don't miss out on any of it, because currently there's still the April newsletter is up there, and you can go check it out. You can also head over to imayberry.com, click on the event calendar, and it has all kinds of information about what's coming up in the next few weeks and months. And so definitely go and check that out. The meetup in Mount Airy, the Mayberry meetup, it'll be our 11th year. We're going to be doing that July the 21st and 22nd. So come and check us out there. Lots of great events going to be going on. A lot of great fun for Mayberry fans just to have a relaxing weekend in Mayberry. So definitely go and check it out. Folks, I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or head over to twochairsnowaiting.com. And all that information is there. You don't have to remember it all. And you can just contact me directly there. Friends, it is always fun to see you in Mayberry. I hope I get to see you in Mayberry comes to Scottsburg. Come by and see Floyd the barber. He'll be there around. And come up and shake my hand, say hi. And you might even, I could give you a flyer while you're there. I could sign you a Floyd flyer or something. So, guys, we'll see you then, or we'll see you here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.